Hey, Kofi, I'm a huge fan. Great to talk with you.
Oh, right on, man. It's all good.
Right on. Well, first I want to quickly start with New Day. And I'm wondering, what do you think was the turning point that really told you that New Day had caught on with people?
It's hard to kind of like to pinpoint it. I think when we first came out, no one really knew what to expect from us or what we were supposed to be. But it wasn't long before they decided they didn't like us. So I think we always point to Detroit and Philadelphia when the crowd was, you know, chanting how bad we were so loudly that we decided that we could actually, you know, be bad guys, you know. And it was really when people started to, like, feel for us. Because we always say in the wrestling business, like, it doesn't matter if you cheer or you boo as long as you do something, right? Like, you always want to have some kind of emotion attached to what's happening in the ring. And people were definitely emotional when we were in the ring. So I think that was probably the turning point when we knew that we were, like, a solid group. And then over time, we became so good at being bad guys that people, you know, they started to cheer for us. And here we are. So I always knew, and Woods and E always knew, we always thought that we had this very strong connection. And regardless of what we were given, we were going to be able to turn it and do something special with it. We didn't know quite that it would end up being like pancakes and unicorn horns and bootios and ice cream and all the other ridiculous things that we do. But here we are entertaining people, and people like it.
For sure. And you guys are obviously masters of the meta moment. And like, there was obviously the country music moment where you said, this is not my character, this is me. There was the rap battle a while back. Like, how do you pick your spots to use that, and how does it get the okay from the top?
Well, a lot of times it doesn't get the okay, but we have kind of like we've earned our long leash, and Vince knows that when we're out there that people are entertained. A lot of the times that when we're talking about what we're going to do and Vince has to approve it, he'll say, like, oh, I don't get it, but if they want to do it, then, you know, let them do it. Because he has the faith in us that we're going to be entertaining with our delivery. So we just kind of do whatever is entertaining to us, you know what I mean, and what we think might be funny. And most of the time it is. So we kind of, like I said, we've earned a long leash and sold a lot of merchandise, and we've got a lot of support from people. So we kind of, you know, for more or less, we kind of do whatever we want.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys are hilarious. You've got to be up there with the funniest people in wrestling history. Like, I wonder, though, who do you personally consider the funniest WWE superstars, commentators, managers? Like, who over the years has made you laugh the most from WWE?
Oh, man. I think before I got signed, I would definitely say Booker T, specifically King Booker, was hilarious to me. It was so such a departure from anything he had done at that point. And then just, you know, him portraying this elegant character, but then being the opposite of elegant, you know, and rugged in the ring. And on the mic, it was one of the more entertaining things. I think being on the roster, Santino Marella, without a shadow of a doubt, he is the funniest in-ring competitor that I've ever, like, anytime he was in the ring, like, everyone gathered around the monitor and wanted to see what he would do, whether he was, like, going to the top rope and being, you know, afraid of heights and then jumping off the bottom rope and missing. Like, it was really, you know, just a joy to see him out there and do his thing.
Well, SmackDown comes to Birmingham on Friday. You were part of Deep South Wrestling earlier in your career. What did that experience in the South teach you about that part of the country, and what do you like about performing in the South today?
I love wrestling in the South because everyone does what they're supposed to do. I feel like when you go to the North, people want to be cool and, like, cheer for the bad guys. You know what I mean? It makes, not that it makes it difficult, it's just a different environment, but I feel like the people in the South are, like, you're passionate. You know, you're very passionate. And you're going to let people know when you don't like them, you know, and when someone's going out there, like, doing the right thing, you guys cheer for them with all your heart. So I always love going down South. And the energy is awesome, you know. It's obviously the wrestling history in the South is, you know, there's been a lot of wrestling history. So I think it's something that's been passed down through generations, and we definitely feel that. And we're looking forward to coming to Birmingham. Birmingham's one of my favorite places to perform for those reasons I just mentioned. Yeah, everyone's always been very welcoming to me, and just over the years, I've always felt the love in Birmingham. So, you know, we love being there. We can't wait to come back.
Awesome. Kofi, I'm interested in your thoughts on this. A couple of weeks ago on his podcast, After the Bell, Corey Graves made a case for Big E in a singles breakout run right now. You've obviously had an incredible run of your own, including an amazing WrestleMania. And, you know, each of the men in New Day clearly has the talent to break out as a singles competitor, despite y'all being an amazing team. What do you think Big E could bring with that opportunity?
He could bring the world. Big E is a phenomenal competitor and just a really, really funny dude on so many different levels. Easily the funniest one out of all three of us. Like, me and Wood say it all the time, like, it's not fair. Because he can just, like, kind of look at you and have people dying and laughing, you know? And he has a very good, you know, a finger on the pulse of what is, like good in wrestling. You know what I'm saying? And he knows how to just, like, make things unique. So I think Corey Graves definitely had, I haven't actually listened to his the podcast and what he said, but I've heard the case that he's made, and I agree 100%. I think that he would definitely have an amazing singles run. And I think a lot of people think that, like, that means that, like, the New Day would have to break up, and that's not the case. For us, we've always looked at ourselves as a faction. We've never looked at ourselves as just a tag team. We never put ourselves in a box as far as, like, being one thing, you know? So one of the possibilities that we have all, you know, that we have discussed is, like, all of us having singles titles, you know, and still being a group and doing it, you know, because we are brothers, you know. It's a very real friendship, a very real bond, and we push each other, and we want everyone to, you know, achieve the most they can achieve. So, and I say it all the time, with me being the WWE champion, like, I was the one wearing the title, but it was all three of us that were the champions, because without Woods and E, I would not have been in that situation. So, you know, we all support each other to the fullest, and we push for the best for all of us. So hopefully that does come to fruition in some way, shape, or form, but I guess we'll all kind of just wait and see what happens. You know, we show up to work and try to work with the scraps that we're given and make the best out of the opportunities that we have. But no, I think, you know, everybody knows that Big E would be an amazing singles competitor. But even when he, if that were to happen, it would be with the New Day behind him 100%, because we, like I said, we push each other to the fullest, and we want everyone to achieve the most they can possibly achieve in this business and in life.
Awesome. I got two more for you, Kofi. The athleticism on display right now is at an all-time high, thanks to guys like you, Seth Rollins and Ricochet, AJ Styles, and so on. You can obviously see an evolution of athleticism throughout, like, pro wrestling history, but what kind of pressure do you feel to keep sort of upping the ante and coming up with new ways to entertain using that athleticism? Like, where else can it go?
I mean, you just kind of do what you can. You know, you put different twists on things. I think that it obviously gets harder and harder to stand out. I mean, for myself in particular, I have always been akin to standing out in the Royal Rumble, you know, and it's even harder to do that now because you have you know, people like Casey and even Ricochet and Ember Moon last year doing incredible things in the Royal Rumble as well. So I think that everyone can kind of go out and, like, do their own thing. And the thing that about, you know, thing about WWE is that you have different athletes and different styles, and there's always something for someone to grasp onto, you know. And I think, like I said, all of us want to be the best, and what that provides is the best product possible for the people. So I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily call it, like, a pressure or anything. I'm not trying to outdo anybody because I don't, you know, no one holds me to a higher standard than I hold myself to. So I'm always trying to, you know, stay two steps ahead of myself. You know what I mean? So in doing that, we're able to, you know, we're able to put the best product on possible. So, yeah, we'll see, man. You take it one day at a time.
For sure. And I wonder, what's the best WWE match that you have seen in 2019?
Oh, wow. Jeez. It's a lot. It's hard to put a finger on that one, you know. I mean, Seth and Bray had an interesting one, you know, recently. Actually, even Rey Mysterio and Brock just had a really good one, too. So, I don't know. There's way too many. There's way too many good matches, and especially with NXT. There's so many guys out there who are capable of having, like, amazing matches, you know. So, it's a cop-out answer, but I can't put a finger on one, you know.
Now, no worries. And one more quick one before you go. Who is somebody in WWE that you think will take a big step in 2020?
I think that actually, Adam Cole has already taken a huge step this year, being on Raw, SmackDown, NXT, even this past weekend with Survivor Series. He was all over the place. him, Tommaso Ciampa, a guy who I trained with on the come up, who's been kind of, you know, held down by injuries, but he has the heart of a lion. So I think that, you know, it's only a matter of time. He's been knocking at the door of doing something special. Had an amazing performance at Survivor Series this year. I mean, Keith Lee, you know, killed it this year. This with being in there with Roman Reigns and going toe-to-toe and seeing him go toe-to-toe with Braun Strowman, I think he has a bright future. The list could go on and on and on, man. There's so much amazing talent out there right now. And it's a really, really special time in wrestling right now. And I guess we'll all find out together.
Awesome. Yeah, well, Cody, thank you so much, man. I'm a huge fan. Best of luck to you at SmackDown on Friday. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks, man. You too.